It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As part of his new immigration policy, President Trump is calling on local law enforcement to assist the federal government in identifying and detaining migrants who are in the country illegally. And that's stoking some fear in immigrant communities across the region, including many on Long Island in Suffolk County. To understand how police in the area are navigating the policy, we're joined now by Suffolk County Police Commissioner Timothy Sini. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Commissioner, there are some municipalities across the nation that are kind of resisting the federal government's call to assist with deportations. What is the department's stance out there in Suffolk?
Sure. So we work very closely with our federal law enforcement partners to enhance public safety in Suffolk County. We work with just about every single federal agency that has any sort of responsibility for law enforcement in this region. We collaborate with the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, et cetera, to make sure that we're leveraging relationships and partnerships to make Suffolk County as safe as possible. In terms of deporting individuals who are here unlawfully, we have to make sure that we stick to our mission, which is to provide and maintain a safe environment for every person in Suffolk County, regardless of that person's residency or immigration status. If individuals believe that they cannot come forward to report a crime or that they cannot freely cooperate with law enforcement because of their immigration status, the mission of the police department and the safety of all residents is compromised. We have a very sound policy here in the Suffolk County Police Department, which requires a certain level of cooperation and collaboration with our federal law enforcement partners, including ICE, but certainly does not essentially jeopardize that important policy of making sure that folks feel comfortable reporting crimes, whether as a witness or a victim, to police. So what we do is that when we arrest an individual for a misdemeanor or felony, any crime, and they are undocumented, we notify ICE so they can take any appropriate action that they seem that they find to be appropriate.
And what normally happens? Do they get deported?
No, it depends on what ICE wants to do. They'll let us. They'll come back with information rather quickly as to what their intentions are. Sometimes they'll send over an administrative warrant and ask us to hold that person. Other times they'll make it clear that the person's not a priority and we should follow the normal course.
There have been many reports of federal immigration raids across the country surging since the president took office. Have you seen an uptick in ICE activity in Suffolk County?
I have not seen an uptick in ICE activity. Certainly, we are working with all of our law enforcement partners in terms of solving crimes and keeping pressure on the known gang element. In terms of ICE raids, we don't participate in those raids at this point. We don't intend to. We support our federal law enforcement agencies, and we provide information upon request. But we don't participate in deportation raids because we believe that could compromise our mission, which is to make sure there's an environment in which people feel comfortable coming forward to report a crime.
So has your approach to policing in Suffolk and immigrant communities changed since President Trump took office?
No, it actually hasn't. When I came in over a year ago, we made it a top priority to reengage our federal law enforcement partners on our crime-fighting mission, and we've done that very effectively, particularly in communities like Brentwood. We have a gang crackdown where we've arrested over 125 MS-13 gang members. One of the cornerstones of our policing strategy is community policing, and that essentially means involving the community in solving problems. So whether it's people reporting specific crimes or providing information regarding specific crimes, we have an anonymous tip line where people can call and provide us information, receive tips that lead to arrests. It accommodates over 200 foreign languages, so that's very important. We also have a robust language access plan so that our police officers can effectively communicate with folks whose language is not English. We're recruiting more Spanish-speaking officers, so we have to make sure that we're involving the community in our crime-fighting strategy.
Finally, what's your message to the residents of Suffolk County who may live in immigrant communities who now fear a broad immigration crackdown? What is your message to them?
So my message is that we have sound policies here in Suffolk County, and we're going to maintain those policies to make sure that everyone in Suffolk County can live safely. It's important that we simultaneously crack down on the criminal element and ensure that law-abiding citizens feel comfortable cooperating with law enforcement. And that's why our policy makes perfect sense. It strikes that exact balance. We're aggressively pursuing the criminal element. We're working with our federal law enforcement partners in connection with that objective, but we're not going to act as with deportation officers, and we're not going to inquire into the immigration status of people coming forward to report a crime.
Okay, Timothy Sini is the Suffolk County Police Commissioner. Commissioner, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.